Portuguese for the word for, as in it is for me, is para. It's written P-A-R-A. The A has various ways of being pronounced in Portuguese. The first A is stressed, para, but the second A, you just fall away from it quickly because it's not stressed. So it sounds like the A at the end of the English name, Linda. If you need a mnemonic for this word, you can think of a parachute, because a parachute is for your fall, for your shoot, if you happen to be shooting out of an aeroplane. A parachute. So that's a good way of remembering for. The Portuguese for me, as in for me, is mi. Mi. It's a nasal sound. It's written M-I-M, and that final M in Portuguese indicates a nasal sound. A sound that you say through your nose, as if you had a nasty cold. Mi. And this is probably the hardest part of Portuguese pronunciation for English speakers, this nasal sound. So let's have Paulo say, for me.
Para mim.
Again, let's hear that lovely nasal sound.
Para mim.
Okay, so it's more like mim, para mim. So how would you say, for me?
Para mim, para mim.
And you, how would you say, for me?
Para mim.
Para mim.
Paulo, can I just check something with you?
No, of course.
Listening to you say, for me, to me it sounds like you're saying, para mim. And so you're substituting a p sound for a b sound.
For a b, like with a b.
Am I just hearing it incorrectly?
Shall I say it again and see if I say, maybe because I said it very quickly. So, para mim.
Para mim. I'm hearing a p. Yeah.
Para mim. Yeah.
And it's written with a p, with a p. Essentially, the letter P in Portuguese is pronounced P. It's not pronounced B.
But it's a soft P sound.
There will be a difference in the pronunciation of all the consonants from English. English is very loose in the way it pronounces things. So we have quite a breathy P, whereas it will be a little bit tighter in Portuguese. Bada. Yes, that's probably what you're hearing. So that's a very good question. Thank you. The word for you is quite an interesting one. It's o senhor, which means the gentleman. And equally, you, when you're addressing a lady, is a senhora, which means the lady. There is a less formal form, você. But I'm not going to teach you that because you need to know when to use it. As a visitor in Portugal, being not very familiar with the language, it's safer to use o senhor and a senhora. But you will hear você. And the great thing about você is that it uses exactly the same verb endings that we're going to learn for o senhor and a senhora. So you'll be able to use it, but I'm not going to teach it in this course. So how would you say, for you, addressing a lady?
Para a senhora.
Para. Para a senhora. Paulo?
Para a senhora.
And how would you say, for you, addressing a man?
Para o senhor.
Para o senhor.
Yeah. How would you say, it's for me?
É para mim.
Now, it's the nasal sound, mi, for me. Have another go.
É para mim.
É para mim.
How would you say it's for you, addressing a lady?
É para a senhora.
É para a senhora.
Right. That's interesting because Paulo put together his para and his a. É para a senhora. But you will be perfectly well understood if you say é para a senhora until you get fluent. And then when you are fluent, you will automatically run the two words together.